Welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I am joined in my office with Randy Hankins. He is the chairman of our board here at Bethel Community Church. And we began a new sermon series this last week, and I was laughing with you about this, Randy, that I think that this is the longest series title and subtitle we've ever had. It's called Reflecting and Perfecting, subtitle, Examining Elements of a Realized Potential and Non-Complacent Walk with God. So you started your sermon series this last week. Talk about maybe the birth and the inception of this sermon series. Like, where did it come from? Talk about that title, and then we'll get into the specific sermon of this last week.
Sure. Yeah. You know, some of what God has been just working on me and doing with me in the last 6 months as board chairman and filling in with staff and different kind of hats that I've been taking and things like that. I've been challenged by different people in different ways, just in spending time in the Word and different things like that. And I came across this discourse in, John 8, and I was just intrigued by it, intrigued by especially verse 38, where Jesus said, "My Father," and then said, "Your Father," to the religious leaders. Mm. And Jesus used Father, capital F, for him, and Father, small, lowercase f, with them. And it just hit me that we can think and know that we're doing the right thing, but sometimes we put God in a box. But if we don't have the accurate truth about God, then it really isn't God.
Right.
And so the sermon series, Reflecting and Perfecting, for pretty much weeks, and even with my family, Hunter had a turn with me brainstorming different ideas, and they would come back and say, you know, shake their head, and it's nonsense, or sounds geeky or whatever, old-fashioned. Yeah. Autumn had a turn. Pretty much everybody in the family had a turn as we went about. And so it became long because probably just trying to string all the different ideas together. But
yeah.
Reflecting and perfecting was just really the idea of self-examining with the purpose of looking at, are we complacent?
Mm.
Do we have an unrealized potential that we settle for so much less? Just looking at my own life, I know that I do.
Right, right. So we got into the sermon series is going to be 4 weeks long. So there's four elements that you want to kind of evaluate and look at. And so this last week we kind of jumped into the text of John 8, and you're going to talk about really knowing God. So maybe highlight some of the things that you thought from that passage of scripture, or something that was mentioned in the sermon that, you know, maybe encapsulates what you were thinking about.
Right. And there's so much in John chapter 8. And, I was concerned about really glossing over the important elements and ingredients and meaning in the text to just kind of look at the story on the broader sense of what was going on, because it is a story that's happening. And so just the dialogue and the back and forth between Jesus and the religious leaders about his authority and his identity that was being questioned, kind of came through about the really knowing God, that we really have to know God in order to follow him. We all follow things. In the passage, Jesus said, you know, you're a slave to sin or not. And so we're a slave to one thing or the other. We follow something.
Yeah.
And we really need to know God to follow him.
Right, yeah. That actually, you know, I was thinking about that, even piggybacking off of what Pastor Mark said last week, is like he gave an illustration about being king of the raft. I don't think you're here for that, but but he said you can really only have one king of your heart. And one of the things I've been talking with my son Elijah about is like you can only have one master. You know, Matthew 6:24, like no one can serve two masters. And you're talking this week about really knowing the true God and as he's revealed himself in the scriptures to us. So was there anything else that you wanted to point out from your sermon?
Yeah, I mean, they were really surprised. The religious leaders, they're claiming to know God. Abraham is their father. God is their father. And Jesus told them that Satan was their father.
Yeah.
And so what a surprise there for them.
You know? Right, yeah. And Jesus is masterful in how he comes across in John chapter 8.
Mm.
Where are we heading, this next week? What are we talking? I think you're talking about all-in commitment. What are types of things that we can do to maybe even prepare our hearts for hearing from God's word this next Sunday?
Sure. I would say, you know, just in the idea of self-examining, where is our commitment? Where do we say, where do we put our time, our energy, our effort, our thoughts, our entertainment?
Mm.
We are You know, God is a God of absolutes. And so we're going to be challenged to look at, where is our commitment? Do we have an all-in commitment? Do we are we sold out for following Christ and doing those things? Jesus said, if you're my friends, then you'll obey me. You'll do what I say.
Yeah.
And you could think that's such an odd thing about, you know, what is that friendship? If we think of friendship in the world, we think of this mutual type of back and forth and things like that. But Jesus has already done his part of the friendship, everything and way beyond. Mm-hmm. And so our part of the friendship is simply to obey him. So where is our commitment? Are we all in? Do we have one foot in, one foot out? Do we compartmentalize? Or are we sold out for following him and realizing that potential that we have in him and not being complacent or subtle for a lackluster Christianity?
And you just worked in your subtitle once again.
How about
there
it?
There you go. All right. So we hope to see you out this next Sunday morning, where we're going to be looking at kind of like an all-in commitment into following Christ and knowing the true God. So we hope to see you out this next Sunday.
Can't wait.